Hello again, brothers and sisters of the Advent season. It's Pastor Bob, and it's your daily Advent devotion that we're taking from John Pavlovitz's little devotional called Lo. And it's Friday of the second week of Advent. Does it seem like it's going fast? Wow. Okay, Friday, second week of Advent. And today's devotion is called Surprise Party. Kind of like what's going to happen Sunday in the worship service with our youth. We're having a surprise party for Jesus. Amen. So it's called Surprise Party. And our scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. So you know when you're in the chapter 9 range of Matthew, you've kind of finished the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 6 through 8, and now into some really interesting teachings, eternal and universal truths. And here's what Jesus says in Matthew 9, 16, 17. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Amen. Here's our devotion for today from John Pavlovitz. I'm a control freak. That is to say, I don't do surprises well. Like someone you know, perhaps even yourself, I do what I can to limit the unexpected in my life, because I like the illusion of control, and because ultimately, I believe my plans are the best ones, even if life tends to frequently argue otherwise. I woke up today, as I do on most days, with a certain set of expectations about what might unfold, feeling passionately committed to seeing that agenda come to fruition. I imagine you did too. The birth of Jesus is one of the greatest surprises ever on the planet. Those awaiting the arrival of a Messiah were expecting a high and mighty warrior or a towering political figure, someone who would come sword in hand to right every wrong, to give the powerful their comeuppance, and to rescue the downtrodden. Enter instead a child, conceived in mystery, born in anonymity, surrounded by people of little renown. That was unexpected. But these would not be the only surprises associated with Jesus' presence. He would grow to teach of the wisdom of childlikeness, the elevated status of humility, the counterintuitive love of one's enemies, who Jesus would become and the kind of life he would call his followers to lead was the ultimate script flip, and many people couldn't adjust. The religious leaders then, as now, were so preoccupied with morally policing the world that they ended up missing love when it showed up in a different package than the one they'd been planning on receiving. And this would become a pattern in the stories told about Jesus. A ministry of surprise. The last being first. The tax collectors and the prostitutes becoming the early adopters. The Samaritans and the soldiers and the sinners serving as the examples. The older I've gotten, the more willing I've become to receive blessing and wisdom and beauty in unexpected places and people. To experience God showing up when it seemed most unlikely. Today, allow yourself to let go of your expectations of this season, of people, of God. Welcome a love that surprises. And we have some reflection and meditation questions for this devotional called Surprise Party. One, the life and ministry of Jesus were surprising, especially to many who were expecting him to arrive as a conquering political or military figure. His message then and now is still countercultural and upside down. Compassion, mercy, humility, forgiveness. What do you see as the most radical of his teachings today? Two, reflect upon a person who surprised you with unexpected goodness or kindness when you anticipated something else. How might you surprise someone else by treating them better than they might expect from you? And three, most of us get into ruts in our careers, our relationships, our routines, and attitudes. Where and how might you flip the script so that you can enter this season with a different energy or outlook? If you're part of a faith community, how can you do this together? That concludes our Advent Daily Devotion for this Friday, second week of Advent. We'll be back tomorrow with Saturday and our last devotion from the second week, and Sunday we begin the third week. It's the week of joy, and because of that, the youth are taking over the service Sunday. I hope you'll be there. This is going to be a one-of-a-kind event, regardless of how it goes. And we'll be supporting our kids as well. What an awesome group. So, if you can be there Sunday, hope you can make it and support them or watch them on Facebook or YouTube. But we will be back tomorrow. Until then, your reflection and meditation word for today: unexpected.